I want to point out that visceral reflexes involve a similar reflex arc to the other types of reflexes that we've talked about in the past. So there will be a receptor, a sensory neuron, a processing center, and then a motor neuron. In this case, there are going to be two visceral motor neurons. You're going to have the preganglionic neuron and the postganglionic neuron. I do want to point out that many of the visceral reflexes, so these are reflexes that involve the organs, are going to be processed in the spinal cord. And so again, these are processes that your brain may not be consciously aware of. I also want to point out, though, that there are some higher levels of autonomic control. Many of the complex sympathetic and parasympathetic reflexes are processed in the medulla oblongata, and reflexes involving eating and digestion are also controlled by the hypothalamus. Much of the central nervous system control of autonomic function can also be influenced by conscious control because the hypothalamus and the medulla have connections to the cerebrum and other parts of the brain. However, it's more common for them to not have, for there not to be conscious control in the sense of decisions. You can't decide how your visceral functions are going to be working, but your emotional state, for example, can contribute to how those systems work. And you're probably aware of that if you're studying for finals and you're feeling anxious, you may notice some differences in your digestion and so on.